Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Forex Fridays, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Forex Fridays here on Money FM 89.3, and we were going to talk about the impact of rising inflationary concerns and how it's shaping the current Forex space. But we have to lead off with the announcement by Singapore officials today to try and introduce these tighter, much tighter social restrictions to curb the worrisome uptick and increase in COVID-19 infections here in Singapore. Group sizes will be reduced. Dining in will be restricted from starting May 16 until June 13, and a number of other social activities may weigh on the Singaporean economy once again. To talk more about how this might impact both the Singaporean economy and the Singapore dollar, before we talk about inflationary concerns, we're joined again by Mr. Vishnu Varathan, who's the head of economics and strategy at Mizuho Bank. He joins us on the line to talk about how all of this might shape the Forex space and also the economic outlook here in Singapore moving forward. Vishnu, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are in good health and safe during these very unusual times. And welcome back to the show, sir. Happy Friday, if we can call it that.
Glad to be back, JP, and I'll refrain from whether it's a happy Friday or not.
Absolutely. It's a bit of a shocking Friday, or a surprising Friday indeed. And as we mentioned, a lot of these social restrictions, they almost feel like we're almost going closer or back to some of those harrowing circuit breaker measures that were enacted around the same time last year. Now, a number of economists actually who spoke to the Business Times actually said that they do think that Singapore will cope better in the event of a second circuit breaker. Is this a sentiment that you probably share? Because again, this again sets back a lot of potential economic activity here in Singapore. As an economist, how do you think this might actually impact the economic projections and outlook for the Singaporean economy moving forward? Or do you think that the ship might be actually sturdier than some may fear?
Well, I think for starters, I do agree with the rather consensus view amongst economists that this time around, the economy may be more adaptable to restrictions because it's not as much of a shock and awe. And you know, the ability to adapt is there. And this is something that has resonated in regional economies as well. They too expect the same, not the least of which Malaysia said as much. Whether the ship is sturdy or not, I think there are two ways to look at it. One is the policy complexity and challenges will continue to intensify insofar that the recovery becomes or remains uneven for longer. So we certainly have sectors that may be less affected, those that are very externally focused and can carry on with activity within the social restrictions, and others that are far more, so to speak, high touch and domestic services oriented that will take longer to recover. A greater shroud of uncertainty over resumption of global travel also means that travel tourism industries would have to bear pain for much longer, which also raises the question of how many will remain sustainable in the long term, even after, or particularly after, fiscal relief measures are withdrawn. So those things add to the complexity of managing the recovery out of this difficult situation.
Absolutely. And in fact, when you look at the Forex space, one clear theme that emerged among some of these outperformers in the region were that countries who pretty much had COVID-19 fairly under control also saw their currencies gain. You take a look at the Vietnamese dong, for instance, the Taiwan dollar, at one point even the South Korean won, and the Singapore dollar was that as well. But of course, with the sudden reimposition of these measures, the sudden uptick at least in COVID-19 infections at least, Vishu, do you think that the strength for the Singapore dollar that we've seen throughout most of this year might actually be under threat of being derailed?
I think, the reflex is to say yes. Right. But, I would refrain from that for two reasons. One, primarily, is because the larger dollar trend still seems to dictate whether Asian currencies gain against the greenback. The reason why we emphasize so much on the greenback and not on a trade-weighted basis alone is because a lot of global transactions are done in the U.S. dollar, and so the appreciation against the U.S. dollar would have fairly large ramifications for the domestic economy. The other thing is, quite ironically and perversely, 2020 saw a lot of currencies outperforming, namely the Philippine peso. So even though the outbreak was quite bad, one thing that happened was that the imports compression, outweighed by a large order. And also OFW remittances helped to prop up the currency. So you can get a situation where the currency holds out much better than the COVID realities on the ground otherwise dictate.
All right. We'll still be to Vishnu Varathan, the head of economic and strategy at Mizuho Bank here on Forex Fridays. And we're talking about the overall outlook, at least for currencies like the Singapore dollar, especially with regards to how the greenback is moving. And let's move there, since you did bring it up, Vishnu. When we talk about the U.S. dollar really being the trendsetter or the tone setter for currencies at the moment, we have to talk about inflation. And it's been rather tricky, actually, to establish the relationship between inflation and the U.S. dollar, Vishnu. Usually, inflation eats away at a currency's strength. But this time around, it's not really that simple, at least to some. Are the dynamics between inflation and the U.S. dollar perhaps starting to change because folks are starting to focus more on what the Federal Reserve might actually do and thus also dictate where the greenback might move long term? Okay, share with us how you're actually viewing these potentially changing dynamics, if they're changing at all.
So I'll start off by thanking you for giving the answer to me first, JP.
Oh, not my intention, but go ahead.
And you know, really, you make the really good point, which is, you know, basic economics tells us that purchasing power is what's going to determine your currency, and if inflation starts eroding away at purchasing power, then the currency, you know, will tend to suffer. But you also gave the answer in talking about the Fed's response. So there are two parts to this. One is the upsurge in inflation, and that in theory ought to chip away at the currency strength. But the Fed's response could have a larger impact on the dollar insofar that if markets were to suspect that the Fed could start, and I'm not going to refer to even rate hikes, I'm just going to start with tapering back bond purchases. We saw that in 2013, 2014, during the taper tantrum, so to speak, the dollar was suddenly squeezed much higher at the prospect of much less dollar supply in the global economy as the Fed eases back on cash injection. So such a prospect beginning to emerge in the horizon could also strengthen the dollar. So that's one way of looking at inflation versus the Fed's response. Both are opposing forces on the dollar. And the other way to look at it is if inflation expectations are rising faster than U.S. Treasury yields, then real yields are falling, so dollar should weaken. However, if yields are catching up because of the policy response with inflation expectations, then you get quite the reverse. So I think this space is worth watching very closely, as you rightly point out.
Right. And another trend or another dynamic that might actually be complicated over the last couple of weeks is really how inflationary fears impact gold. Now, the precious metals, we know, not just a safe haven, it's also seen generally as a hedge against inflation. But because the focus might not be so much on where inflation goes, but what the Fed does that make also any gold gains perhaps not as easy to call? How is this impacting your outlook on the precious metal then, Vishnu?
I mean, that's a fantastic question. And again, the answer is right in front of me, provided by you. And so again, thank you for that. And again, yes, it does come back down to that. Gold is a great inflation hedge insofar that people buy gold because gold will hold its value versus currency that, you know, whose supply can be suddenly increased. However, if inflation is also picking up and you get the Fed's response, which is to hike interest rates and get yields rising, as we've seen U.S. Treasury yields rising, then zero-yielding gold becomes a very unattractive investment proposition because the opportunity cost of foregoing on yields, or rather borrowing at cost and investing in gold that yields nothing, erodes the allure of it. And for that reason, gold is going to have a mixed outlook. And I think how we look at the space right now is we think that insofar that global central banks may maintain quantitative easing for much longer, we're not going to write off gold completely, but we are very mindful that in a era where infrastructure spending is the big kahuna out there, mm-hmm. industrial metals are by far going to outperform gold. So on a relative basis, real assets may still hold value more than currencies for the time being, but we think the industrial, the very blue-collar real assets are perhaps going to hold up better than the shiny ones.
So base metals over precious metals, you're thinking for the time being, Vishnu?
For the time being. In fact, it's run its course for a while now. We just wait to see how long more it can run.
All right. So staying with inflation now, and we've talked about how it's impacting the greenback. We've talked about how it might shape the U.S. Gold's outlook also. How important are some of these inflation issues really to the broader ASEAN FX complex? And I want to bring us also back to the Singapore dollar and whether or not Sing dollar watchers should have to worry about this on top of the recent social restrictions and COVID-19 upticks that we've seen here also. How important is watching inflation going to be for the broader ASEAN FX complex and the Sing dollar?
I think it's absolutely important, and not the least because it is quite important to discern the brand of inflation that comes through. So we are going to have a lot of cost push inflation due to higher logistics costs. All these disruptions is going to add to costs. The fact that, you know, it's going to be more difficult to get raw materials across also means raw material costs are going to rise much faster. But that's not going to be enough for central banks to respond by hiking rates. So we also can take some comfort in the fact that central banks will be quite happy to look past the initial surge in cost push. What it does do is it does add to the burden of households struggling with you know, depleting disposable income and to the profit margins of firms. And that's going to hamper the recovery in the initial stage. And so inflation, for all intents and purposes, is going to be a worry to growth rather than a trigger for policy tightening. And the asset market inflation is another thing that we need to watch out for, because if there is some kind of policy response with the Fed withdrawing some of, rather than withdrawing, slowing down asset purchases on its end, we also need to be worried about capital flow volatility in the region. So both the real economy and the financial markets are in slightly precarious grounds, given the kind of policy flux and the inflation uncertainty.
All right. And very quickly, Vishnu, while we have you on the line, I do want to talk about one other currency in Asia, and that's the Indian rupee. And there doesn't seem to be an end in sight, at least for those outside looking in, with regards to the COVID-19 resurgence on the subcontinent. Their local currency, though, has been heralded as having a strong, deep base of forex reserves to fall back on. But could the Indian rupee actually find that these reserves might not be enough to withstand some of the COVID-19 headwinds? How is this affecting your outlook?
But we think that in the very near term, rupee may be supported by inflows into the asset markets on bets on policy, as well as the resilience from a deep foreign exchange reserve that you talked about. But we are not sold on that fact. Two things we are particularly worried about is a much worse, a much more exacerbated COVID outcomes, and the other one is taper risks from the US. Because we learned from China in 2015 that you cannot have sufficient reserves when markets are in a state of panic. And if China can burn through $1 trillion, I think the RBI will not take comfort in having enough reserves, so to speak.
All right. And it goes back again to taper tantrums and possible inflationary pushes coming from the United States that will shape currencies here and across the region for the time being. Vishnu Varathan, Head of Economics and Strategy at Mizuho Bank, thank you so much for joining us today on Forex Fridays to help us break down the big news that Forex watchers need to watch out for. And as always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times. And we look forward to having you back on the show again, sir. Meanwhile, try to have a great weekend ahead.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.